Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Police say a 17-year-old is a suspect in the murders of two people, including his foster mom. Charges could be filed as soon as today. Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says this is a tough one to wrap your head around.
This is just absolutely baffling. Like, I don't know circumstances of people's lives or where they came through things, but to have that much anger and that much hate to, you know, kill people.
Investigators say the 17-year-old suspect ties it all together. Police say his foster mom, 64-year-old Renee Gillard, was found stabbed to death in a bathtub in her Germantown home yesterday morning. Cops also say the teen was an acquaintance of 20-year-old Jimmy Mao, who's been missing since late December. Coulter says they got a tip and they found a body in a black bag by Cobbs Creek Parkway last night. That happens to be the area where Mao was last seen, but the body has not yet been positively identified. There's also another missing person, 16-year-old Jacob Merritt Richburg. Police say he knew the suspect. Closing arguments are today in the murder trial of a man who stabbed his ex-girlfriend and then ran over her repeatedly in front of her co-workers. He admits to doing it. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwer tells us about the moments leading up to Lawrence Crawley's arrest.
Troopers pulled out behind Crawley as he entered the Allegheny Tunnel. The troopers say the truck began to swerve. They saw orange flames inside it. Then it slammed into the wall. Since they were inside the tunnel, police had no radio or cell coverage. Dash cam video shows the troopers as they open the rear door and smoke pours out. They pepper spray Crawley, then use a taser before finally pulling him from the truck. Crawley had doused himself in gasoline and had a self-inflicted wound to his wrist. He had third-degree burns on over a quarter of his body. The troopers say Crawley kept repeating, "The voices in my head made me do it."
Prosecutors are seeking first-degree murder, which carries mandatory life in prison. The defense concedes Crawley killed Angela Stith, but says it was a crime of passion and, at worst, should be third-degree murder. Well, you want to stay away from Big Timber Creek in South Jersey until further notice. A malfunction at a pumping station on Chew's Landing Road in Blackwood yesterday caused sewage to spill into the creek for several hours. Camden County spokesman Dan Keeshan says the problem is fixed, but they still want people to stay away while they do some testing.
This spill is not going to have long-term effects to the water quality in the creek itself, but for the time being, the county health department is going to monitor it to ensure that the area is safe.
He expects everything to be back to normal by the weekend. This does not affect drinking water in the area. Philadelphia is trying to expand job opportunities for immigrants with a new program that was launched Wednesday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it builds on a program that helps young professionals adapt to the demands of working in their new city.
The city will try to get more employers to provide job fellowships and ultimately full-time employment to graduates of the Welcoming Center of Pennsylvania's International Professionals Program, which provides training so new residents can put their skills to work in their field instead of settling for low-wage jobs. Mayor Kenney says it will help the city's goal of inclusive growth.
Helping immigrant and refugee residents gain the skills, training, and experience they need to be successful and meaningful careers will contribute to the overall growth of our city.
The program aims to help immigrants here legally secure gainful employment. The Philadelphia Water Department says it will now take up to 2 months to complete repairs on a water main break at 3rd and Arch in Old City. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
Utility engineers from PECO, Verizon, and the Water Department gathered the other day to inspect the damage and found it was far greater than originally believed. Water Department spokesman John DiGiulio.
When this water main broke, it sort of revealed there was a lot of undermining under the street, and there was also some ducts that were damaged to PECO and Verizon, and they're out here to make those repairs as well.
DiGiulio says a section of an 8-inch main installed in the 1820s broke, and crews anticipate they'll have to install a 20-foot replacement pipe.
Nearby businesses say the longer the intersection stays closed, of course, the more money they lose. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.